Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shkalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Finder Zivug Hagon Bikarav Mamish. Now, since in the previous Mishnahs, we were talking about leftover money that was collected for a particular purpose, we're going to continue talking about that. So first, the Mishnah gives a little bit of a recap. Maseches Shkalim, Chulin, leftover money that was collected for a Machzah Shekel, that's Chulin. And again, that's according to Shitas Beis Hillel, that had said that if this fellow collected penny by penny, trying to get up to Machzah Shekel, and then it turned out that he had more than necessary, so that leftover money is just for Chulin. Now we continue with more things. Maser Asiras Ha'efa, money that he had gathered together for his Asiras Ha'efa, which is a certain amount of flour that's brought when he has a carbon chatos. Maser Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zavais, V'Kinei Yaldais, leftover money that someone had collected to bring bird carbonos, either that a Zav brings, a Zava brings, or the woman that gave birth, the one that she brings. V'chatos V'ashamais, or leftover money that was collected for carbon chatos, for carbon asham. Maser Nedava, that is all a Nedava, which means it's given to the Beis HaMikdash. What's it used for? So it's used for carbonos that are called Kates or Kayat HaMizbeach. Sometimes the Beis HaMikdash wasn't so busy, and it's not proper to leave the Mizbeach without a carbon on it, so they would dip into this fund, take money out, and buy animals that were brought as carbon oila. And Mishnah tells us that this is the rule. Kol shehu ba l'shem chatos l'shem ashma, anything that comes for a chatos or asham, maisar nedava, if there was extra money, so that's given as nedava again for these carbonos. Maisar oila, la'ila, the money they had gathered together to purchase a carbon oila with, and it turns out that he had extra, he buys another carbon oila with that. Maisar mincha, l'mincha, money gathered together for a carbon mincha, and he had extra, he has to buy another mincha with that. Maisar shlamim, l'shlamim, money collected for a carbon shlamim, and he had some left over, that's to buy another carbon shlamim. Maiser pesach l'shlamim, and money that he gathered together to buy his carbon pesach with, if he had some extra of that, so he buys a shlamim with it, and that's because of a drasha from the pasuk. Now the Mishnah is switching a little bit, and we're not talking about a person collecting money for himself or gathering penny after penny. This is now talking about a special fund. Maiser nazirim l'nazirim, money that was collected by other people. It was collected by the nazir fund to help the nazirim that don't have money bring their karbonos. So if we gave it out to all the nazirim that are currently around, and we have extras, so that has to be used for other nazirim that are going to come to us. However, maiser nazir l'nadava, if the money was collected for one particular nazir and there was extras left over, so that's given to nadava, to the Beis HaMikdash. Maiser aniyim l'aniyim, if we have a special tzedakah fund that's meant to go for aniyim, for poor people to help clothe them and feed them, and there's some leftover money, so we wait for more aniyim to come along. But maiser ani, if we have extra money that was collected for one particular ani, even though we gave him all the food and clothing that he needs, still maiser ani, that extra money has to be given to that ani because it was collected for him. Maiser shvuyim l'shvuyim, let's say there was a special fund that was meant for pidyon shvuyim, to redeem people that were captured or put in jail, so even though we redeemed all the people on hand, we're still going to save that for when it happens again. Maiser shavoy l'aiser shavoy. However, if we collected it for a particular person who was captured and we managed to redeem him, we have to give the money to him. And maiser hamesim l'amesim, if we have a fund and money was collected for it, they didn't leave over enough money to get themselves buried, so that's for all mesim, even though we might not have anyone on hand right now, we're going to save it when we have another mace. Now we're going to have a machlekes. Maiser hames, according to Tanakama, l'yarshav. Let's say we collected money to help bury a particular fellow, and now there was extra money after we buried him, so according to Tanakama, that goes to his yarshim, we give it to the people that inherit him. However, Meir says, Maiser hames yehimul chachav elayo. When we collect money for a particular mace, and we buried him, and we still have extra money left over, so we have to wait till Eliyahu Navi comes to tell us what to do with it. Whereas Reb Nassan says, Maiser hames, b'inolay nefesh al kivroi, when we have extra money collected for a mace, so we're going to build a nefesh on his kever, which means we're going to put a matseva, or something around his kever. Now what's the machlekes between them? So everyone agrees that this mace, this fellow that passed away, is very embarrassed that money was collected for him. So Tanakama holds that this mace would rather be embarrassed, but the money be given to his children, as opposed to the money not being given to his children. Whereas our mayor says, we actually don't know what this mace would want, so therefore we have to wait till Yonavi comes. And Reb Nassan says, this mace definitely does not want to continue to be embarrassed, and by giving the money to his kids, that's going to be a perpetuation of his embarrassment, so therefore we just build a matseva on his kever, and now we're done with. And now we've got the Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, there are three times during the year that we're tirim the lishka. Remember, we spoke about this, is called Trumas HaLishka. The lishka was the place where all the money, all the machzah shekel was gathered into, and the Mishnah is telling us that three times a year, we're going to take money out of that room, out of that lishka, and put it into special boxes that are designated to hold the money, and then when we need more karbonos, we take money out of that box and buy karbonos with it. So three times during the year, we're going to do this Trumas HaLishka. Befreis HaPesach, Befreis HaTzeres, and Befreis HaChag. Before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now, what's this lashon of price? So literally, the word price means half. And the way right now we're understanding Tanakama is that since 30 days before Yontif, you have to start preparing for the Yontif, learning about the halachas of the Yontif, so that means that we take halfway in between that 30 days, and that's 15 days before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And now says the Mishnah, which is what we're going to be continuing with till the end of the Mishnah, V'hein Granus L'Maaseh Behema, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. These are the grunis of Meiser Behema. We already mentioned Meiser Behema previously, but very briefly. Again, what's Meiser Behema? That when a person has new animals born in his flock, he's not allowed to eat them or sell them or benefit from them until he separates Meiser. Every 10th animal is considered Meiser. So Rabbi Akiva tells us that these are times that Meiser Behema has to be separated. However, now we have an argument only in regards to Meiser Behema. Ben Azai says, Be'asim v'tisha ba'adar, on the 29th of Adar, u'be'achad b'sivan, on the 1st of Sivan, u'be'asim v'tisha ba'av, and on the 29th of Av. Now what's the machlekes? So first of all, Ben Azai says it's dafka on the 29th of Adar. And he's arguing with Rabbi Akiva regarding how many days Adar has. According to Rabbi Akiva, sometimes Adar has 29, sometimes it has 30. So therefore, all Rabbi Akiva said was price Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. Sometimes that's going to be the 29th, sometimes it's going to be the 30th of Adar. According to Ben Azai, Adar only has 29 days. It never has 30 days. Therefore, Ben Azai says, we're going to take Meiser Behema always on the 29th of Adar. Now, what's with this Echa B'Sivan on the 1st of Sivan? According to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to separate Meiser Behema 15 days before Shavuos. But the problem Ben Azai has with that is that 15 days before Shavuos means that there's a lot of time until Shavuos for this person who now separated Meiser Behema to use his animals and sell them and things like that. And that means that when Am Yisrael is Oile Regel, by Shavuos time, there's not going to be a lot of animals around because people had too much time to use their new animals that had Meiser Behema separated from them. Therefore, we're going to take off on the 1st of Sivan, which is right before Shavuos, so when people are Oile Regel, they're going to have enough animals to buy. And lastly, he argues in regards to the 29th of Av, that's because the Mishnah Bechira says that according to Ben Azai, Elul is a totally separate cheshbon. Now we have a third opinion over here, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Imrim, they both say, Be'echa b'Nisan, we take Meiser Behema off on the 1st of Nisan, and they argue with the previous two Tanayim, because they hold that we don't start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, it's 2 weeks before Pesach, and that 2 weeks before Pesach is on the 1st of Nisan. And they continue, and they agree with Ben Azai, and they say, Be'echa b'Sivan on the 1st of Sivan, but here's another argument, Be'esim v'tisha b'Elul, the Meiser Behema is separated on the 29th of Elul, meaning right before Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Mishnah, B'Nema Amr Be'esim v'tisha b'Elul, why is it they said on the 29th of Elul, and they didn't say on the 1st of Tishrei. We have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that tells us that the 1st of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah of Meiser Behema. So why did they move it back by a day? The answer is, B'neishu Yontif, because the 1st of Tishrei is Yontif, it's Rosh Hashanah. V'efshar la'asar b'Yontif. You can't take off Meiser on Yontif. L'fika chikdimu la'esrim v'tisha b'Elul. They made it earlier by one day to the 29th of Elul. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick it up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to talk about Trumas Halishka. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.